episode 12. Welcome to the Vegan Eye Podcast, where we help you understand just how your dreams, skills, journeys, setbacks, and achievements are connected with the rest of us. You may think what you have is small, but I can tell you for a fact that there are millions of people out there whose journey in life depends on how you lead yours. I am your host, Seven. I got to work quite early that day, and my supervisor just called me, "Hey, you're going to represent me in a meeting today. It's at Sun Tzu Place, and I can't be there. This is all you need to know, and the meeting is starting in the next 30 minutes. I was shocked, and before I could recover from the fact that my day was done for, it had gone. It had given me the address on the minute of the meeting, and I had to leave. In 30 minutes' time, the meeting was going to start. So, on my way to the meeting place, I just started thinking, what if I was asked this question? What exactly would I say? What's going on with the project? There was nothing I had that was sufficient to answer many of the questions I asked myself. So, well, before I could just think of something to do, I found myself in front of a door, and I was ushered into the meeting room. So you see, this project was a renovation project, and I wasn't assigned on the project. The other person who used to be on the project had left work, so I literally had nothing to work with, well, except for the minute of meeting. The other participants, the architect, the M&E guy, and some other stakeholders sat down expecting updates from us. Apparently, the last person who attended the meeting was supposed to come with some drawings. There I was, looking like a fool. And questions were going up and down. And one guy particularly said, "Okay, this is what you guys are supposed to do. What do you think about this?" I had two choices: mumble out something and hope that I don't get caught saying nonsense, or I just tell them I don't know. But if I tell them I don't know, then what picture will that paint about my company? So I looked at it and I asked him to rephrase this question again. And I told him basically what I knew about the project, or about the principles. So it was about setting pour lines and length of a cantilever. I gave him the requirement, the code requirement around it, and the concept of tying back the reinforcement, all those civil engineering jargons. And I told him specifically that for other questions that he had about this, I'd get back to him. You see, my boss used to say something. He says, "It is better not to say a word and be considered a fool than to say a word and clear all doubts." So they pressed on and on for specifics. "Hell no, I'm not going to say any more," I told myself. "I'd rather keep quiet and keep saying I'll get back to you than to open my mouth and and just have nonsense come out of it." To answer your question of why you want to speak more confidently, I think it's very fair that you first ask yourself why you'd like to speak. There are three broad reasons why I think people speak or contribute to a conversation or decide to give a speech. It is either they're trying to impress other people, or they're trying to solve a problem, or they're forced to speak. If you're trying to impress other people, you try to do it to earn their respect, or to make them think that you have sense. If you're trying to solve a problem, perhaps you have a solution that is born out of your experience or brainstorming, but you always have to back it up with a reason and steps for how to carry out that solution out. If you're forced to, you do not have to say anything if you don't know what to say. The best thing to do in many occasions is to say, "I don't know, and I will find out and get back to you." Now, if you're speaking or you want to speak confidently, but the reason why you want to speak is so that you can impress people, there's really nothing I can do to help you, and there's really nothing anyone else can do to help you, because at the end of the day, you will come off or you rub off people as someone who is pompous. And to tell you the truth, when you say, oh, that person speaks confidently, it is not because that person tells you they speak confidently. It is because you perceive that they speak confidently. So your assessment of confidence is not one that you draw out of your own self, or out of your own evaluation, but what you draw out of other people's evaluation of what you have just said or done. And now you said it or do it. Now, to answer the question for today, how do you speak more confidently? To speak more confidently, you must consider three things. One, yourself. Two, your audience. And three, the means by which you reach your audience. To speak more confidently under everything within your control, you must appear as someone who connects with the audience. The people you're speaking to must accept the way you appear. Two, you must have a content that solves a particular problem or helps the audience achieve a particular goal. Two, your internal environment, which is your mind, your self-belief, every mechanism within your earth, must agree with you that you have the potential and you will and can speak confidently. With your audience, there are three things that you must do to be seen as someone who speaks confidently. Your audience must agree and assess that you speak confidently. In fact, they are the most important decider of whether what you have said makes sense or they can trust it. Now, under your audience, there are three things that I feel and know that you must do to be regarded as someone who speaks confidently. They must have a problem that you have a solution for and will communicate that solution to them through what you're saying and doing. Two, they must like you, or at least give room for the possibility that they will like you. Three, they must connect with what you've said, understand it on their own level of understanding, and feel like you're part of them, or at least you've gone through what they've gone through. The last area would be the medium through which you communicate with your audience or with the people. It could be a speech, a small group discussion. It could be a televised show. It could be a TEDx event. It could be a lecture, whatever. There are three things that you must always satisfy with your medium. One, it must suit the purpose of your message. You cannot be discussing an architectural or a civil engineering or whatever engineering drawing over a podcast. Visuals is very, very critical for that kind of message. Two, they must hear you. They must be able to hear every single part of the words that you've spoken. Language cannot be a barrier at this stage. Three, they must not just only hear you, they must also understand what you've said. So your choice of words, even within the language they understand, is very, very important. Above all, your confidence must always come from competence. If you're not competent, it is better to shut up. Like I said earlier on, it is way better not to say a word and be considered a fool than to say one and clear all doubt. The most important reason why you must speak from competence is that when you speak from competence, every other thing within you can focus on other areas of your speech that would ultimately influence your audience perception about your confidence. Areas like your delivery, your appearance, your body language, your audience management, and emotion control will further amplify your confidence once you have competence taken care of.